science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello, and welcome to ThinkWorks, the place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. It's the first full week of January as I record this episode, and so I thought it would be good to look at that thorny issue of New Year resolutions and how you can actually make them stick. Every January, I mean, this is the issue, isn't it? Every January, we all do it. Millions of people make New Year resolutions, and by February, most of them are gone. In fact, a recent study showed that most people break their New Year resolutions by about the 12th to the 15th of January. They don't even last 2 weeks. And it's not because people are lazy or because they lack motivation. It's because they confuse hope, I think, with structure. And I think someone once said, a resolution without a plan is just a wish with good intentions. I know that's someone said, I don't know who said it, but it's just a quote that came into my mind. And I'm going to give you some context about why resolutions fail. And this will help you then as we go forward. I'll also give you some hacks and strategies. But why resolutions fail is they're too vague. You know, people say, my New Year's resolution for 2026 is to get fitter or to be more successful or to make more money. They're also completely reactive most of the time. I should really lose weight. I should really. You can see from the framework, but this is what we do. And they're structurally unsupported, even though if they're emotionally driven. And because they're structurally unsupported, the emotion that got you thinking that I need to do this resolution or I need to do this action or I need to set this goal gets lost and dissipated over time. And that's why I don't start with resolutions in my book, You 2.0, Build Yourself Better. I start with vision. And this is the important thing. So zoom out. So if you want to know how to make resolutions that stick and get through this year, and actually when you get to the end of the year, go, hey, I made that resolution at the start of the year, and I have lost X amount of pounds, or I am earning X more money, or I have contributed to this community project, and so on and so on. So the first thing is, you need to set a vision. Step one, set a vision. A vision is not a goal, and that's where people start to get mixed up in many ways. A vision answers a different question. Who do I want to be and how do I want my life to feel at the end of the year? And that can be in your personal life, your work or business, your health, your relationships, your sense of contribution. And I would pick one particular vision for all those categories, not in one big amorphous lump, but pick a vision for where you want to be in your life in a year in some of those categories. Because if you don't, and this is so true, if you don't set your own vision, you'll end up chasing someone else's. And that basically goes back to chapter 3 of my book, which is called Create a Vision. Step 2 is define what the end of the year goal is. You zoom back in. So once a vision is clear, then you ask, where do I want to be by December 31st, 2026? Not what should I do, but instead, what would success look like in real terms? Examples of that would be, I am now consistently exercising 3 times a week. I have launched X project. I have written X book. I feel calmer and more control of my time. I manage my time much more effectively. I have saved 10 hours a week of rubbish that I was doing by focusing on this particular vision, and this is the goal it has helped me achieve. And that all that turns aspiration really into direction. Now step 3 then is work backwards, and this is the missing bit, because a lot of people do actually do the setting their New Year resolution at the start of the year, And they do have a vague vision of where they want to be at the end of the year, but then they don't do the step back. And this is the crucial step where you work backwards. So instead of asking, what do I need to do today? You need to ask what had to happen just before I reached that goal. And then what had to happen before that and before that. And you end up, therefore, with monthly intentions, weekly actions, and daily habits. So you've got your initial vision that you where you want to be at the end of the year. And then you work backwards about how you achieved all the goals that fall underneath that vision. And this is, it's basically a form of thinking. It's planning that is thinking rather than bureaucracy. And that again ties back to chapter 4 of my book, which is Have a Plan. Now, this is also an area that a lot of people miss and they forget about, but it's crucially important. Step 4, milestones and rewards. And this is where momentum matters. So long-term goals fail when there's no sense of progress because you're not monitoring where you are, what you're doing, and ticking off when you've achieved a particular step towards a goal. And there's no emotional payoff along the way. So you break the year into milestones, decide in advance how you'll reward yourself, and this is really important. You make sure that the rewards are not indulgence, they're reinforcements, and therefore your brain learns progress feels good, keep going. In other words, when you're doing your work back, so you've done your initial resolution, you've set your vision for where you want to be at the end of the year, you've worked back all the particular steps along the way by quarter, by month, by week, by day, for the first couple of weeks of the day. Don't overplan. Just have your weekly goals, monthly goals, and so on. You factor in then some milestones, and those milestones are, if I achieve this amount of progress by this time, that's a milestone, or I cross off all 15 steps in that first 3 months towards that particular vision, then you give yourself a proper reward that reinforces in your brain that actually, a couple of those steps were quite hard that I needed to do, but I did it, I persevered, and now I can give myself X. Or, you know, in my case, it would be, I can go out and buy that giant size X-Men number one, which introduced the new X-Men, and it's about £2,000. It's that kind of thinking that you give yourself rewards. I'm not saying you have to have £2,000 rewards. I mean, it could be that there's a particular restaurant that you really enjoy going to. It's a bit pricey, but it's a reward for achieving your 15 steps that you've set yourself, and so on. So you set these rewards that have meaning to you, and then when you get those steps done and you get to that milestone, you give yourself that reward. Now, top tip in this process as well, for the first couple of weeks, make sure you set in some very easy, simple steps to achieve, and you reward yourself at the end of each of those weeks for achieving those steps. I'm saying that because if you set them, you start off with the easy actions first, and then you can see yourself crossing them off, and then you reward yourself as well. It builds that momentum because you are being successful and your brain goes, oh, I'm enjoying this actually. You know, step by step, I'm getting this, I'm crossing things off my list. I can see the path now, where I'm going to the end of the year. And by the way, I'm just going to buy myself that, you know, fantastic top that I saw, or that game that I want to get, or whatever it is that you want to do as a reward, make sure that you do it. All that said, step 5 is again a non-negotiable piece of work that you need to do as part of this, and that is write it down. Thinking is not enough. Talking about it is not enough. Keeping it in your head, which is what most people do when they make their New Year resolutions, is not enough. Regular listeners will know I always harp on about journals, the importance of a paper-bound journal, not a digital one. It's not the same. It doesn't have the same impact. The act of writing things down on a piece of paper, especially in a hardbound journal, reinforces in your brain and creates neural pathways in your brain that reinforces the fact that this is important to you, and therefore you're more likely to progress on it. Plus, you have the beauty of seeing a simple list, then you can have the pleasure of crossing off some of those steps as you're going forward. It's a fantastic mental reinforcing tool. Just seeing that kind of, oh, I'm making progress. You can actually go back page by page by page very quickly, a quick flick through, when, especially if you've hit a particularly hard step that you're trying to do towards your milestones. And you can just go back and say, well, you know, I've done all these 20 steps. I just need to do this one more, and then I can give myself that reward. It's just a way of tricking your brain, because remember, the brain is not on your side. The brain wants what the brain thinks is right for itself, and you need to actually take it along with you as you go on your journey, and keeping it happy and giving it rewards, because you can show visual aids to show that you're moving forward and getting rewards and getting momentum is always a good thing. So writing it is important. So it slows thinking down, it makes intentions concrete because you're writing them down, and it creates accountability to yourself. So a journal or planner, therefore, becomes a thinking partner. It becomes a record of progress, and it's proof that you are moving in the right direction. And this is why planners work, not because they're clever, because they externalise your thinking. So how many times have you sat there and gone, I've got so much to do today, I'm so busy, and you get yourself frustrated and uptight. And then someone says, well, write down all the things that you've got to do. And you have got millions of things to do. Well, write them down. And when you've written them, you've got like 12 to 20 actions. And you're thinking, I'm sure there's more than that. It's not. It's just that in your head, they've been going around on endless loop syndrome, which means that the same 20 things have been going round and round and round in your head. And by the time you've had an hour of that, you're convinced you've got hundreds of things to do. It's just a trick to get them out of your head on paper, and then you can start to cross them off as you do them. That's why journals are so important. I use a hybrid system of a journal and a planner, but I link the two very cleverly at each week. I have on Sunday evening, I sit down and I plan the following week in both terms of what's in my journal and what's in my planner. And it's really important that you do that. A gentle warning, however, it's not really a step, but it's kind of like some guidance, some extra guidance on top of the five steps that we've just gone through. Avoid perfection. You will see that I've done an entire episode of ThinkWorks on choose progress over perfection. And if you're a perfectionist, make making progress your perfection. And that's really important, because plans are not contracts, okay? They're guides. Life will interrupt. Energy will fluctuate. You might get sick. Some weeks will go sideways. You know, there might be another COVID outbreak. There's all kinds of things to take into account. That doesn't mean that your plan failed. It means the plan did its job, because it gave you something to return to after these things had gone wrong. And also, you can also create little mitigation steps and make a note of the actions that you took when things did hit you sideways. So when you come back to picking up your plan, if something else in future comes along to knock you sideways, you can go and back and refer to how you got through it in the first place when something happened. And there are certain patterns that you can then start to recognise in steps that you can take, no matter what the actual thing that knocked you to the side is. Some of the comeback steps will be the same. It's really important that you appreciate that. So let's reframe this then. If you set New Year resolutions, try this instead. Set the vision. Define where you want to be by year end. Work backwards into steps. Mark the milestones and give yourself those rewards. Write it all down. And remember this really important statement: if you choose not to decide, you'll still have made a choice, from the Rush song Free Will from the album Permanent Waves. And that line it stuck with me ever since I was a kid when I first heard it. So make this the year you choose deliberately. Now, don't forget, if you want additional help on this, every episode of ThinkWorks that I do has its own section in the ThinkWorks forum, which is darreninform.com/ThinkWorks forum. There's a post always for every single episode that I do. And in that, you can add your own comments and ask questions, and I will answer them for you and give you further guidance should you seek it. Also, the book U2.0 Build Yourself Better, I'm currently every week, every Tuesday, Take a Bite Tuesday, every chapter of my book has a Take a Bite section. And so what I've been doing is starting right from the prologue. Yes, there's a Take a Bite section, more or less, even in the prologue of my book. I'm working through them and I'm doing them with you so you can get guidance. And I've just done the Have a Plan Take a Bite Tuesday this week. And before that, I did the Vision one, and before that, and so on and so on. And next week will be, obviously, Chapter 5. So that's in the U2.0 Build Yourself Better chat room under the forum. Same website link main, darreninform.com/ThinkWorks forum. And then there are chat rooms, and you'll see there's one for the podcast and there's one for U2.0 Build Yourself Better. So come and join me in those and take it forward. And I'll be interested to see, I mean, put your new, in fact, that's what I'll do with mine. I'll put what my New Year resolutions were as a comment on the post so you can see clearly how I've structured it. And I'll keep you updated in that same post as we go forward. Until then, everyone, take care and keep asking questions. And I'll be back next week with another episode of ThinkWorks. It might be an Unexpected Mysteries next week. I don't know, but there's one of those coming up in the next couple of weeks. But in the meantime, I'll just keep hitting stuff that's in the book and we'll take it from there. But above all else, keep asking questions. Bye for now.
Would like to find out more, or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for at @darreninform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.